This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Joining us for coffee this morning is Arias Hoyle, also known as Air Jazz, an Afro-Indigenous Tlingit rapper who will be making his Bethel debut tonight at 7 at the movie theater. Also joining us is Laura Ellsworth with the Southwest Alaska Arts Group, and speaking with them is KYUK's Alex Salonga. Good morning.
Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
And what up, Air Jazz?
What is good, man? Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. So happy for y'all to be here today. Very excited for tonight. Exciting times. So how did this Bethel-Juno collab happen?
You know, I saw Arias in Anchorage, and I just immediately felt drawn to him and his music, and I just thought he had a really great positive vibe and that Bethel needed to hear him.
Yeah, absolutely. It was an honor getting to meet so many cool people such as Lloyd here at this meetup that we essentially had, you know, with all of these artists and as well as networks that program music and all these programs with the school. It was an honor getting to meet them and know them, and now I'm getting to work with them. It's an honor.
Yeah, exciting. No, I've been seeing the footage, all the footy, like, there's definitely an energy there. So are you excited for tonight? So what's happening tonight? What's bringing us all together?
Yeah, so tonight I'm going to be performing here at the local theater here in Bethel, the movie theater.
Cervic Cinema.
That's right, man. And it's going to be super cool because I'll get to invite all of the regional high school over since I've been working with them this week. And they're going to be able to get in for free since, you know, most of them are the students of high school. And it'll be so great getting to bring everybody together here in Bethel.
Yeah, got to bring the homies. Yeah, and Laura, so what's that program kind of been looking like? Like, what's your week been like?
It's been a collaboration with the school district, and we're really grateful they wanted to partner up with us. They actually helped us bring Arias out to Bethel. He's in the schools working with some of the kids, working on some songwriting and sharing some of his content with them. But he also went out to Kasigaluk. I don't know if you want to tell him a little bit about your trip.
Yeah, got to go hit up Kasigaluk, got a quick plane ride and boat ride over there, and got to meet a lot of the students at their local school. The Akyok.
That's what's up. What was that like?
Oh, that was an experience, man. For one, the fact that they travel around by boat to get everywhere, including their schools and the local villages, I think that's incredible. And all of them were super friendly, super welcoming. I actually saw a couple familiar faces because I had gotten to meet them previously here in Alaska. I think it was probably Anchorage. Yeah, it's an honor.
Small world. Well, I feel like we almost got a little ahead of ourselves. Air Jazz, I would love to know, how did you start rapping? How did you get the music? How did the Tlingit bars get so nice?
Yes, absolutely, man. So I started off just rapping, of course, in English, and I was dropping on my SoundCloud probably since 2015. I started off as just the high school SoundCloud rapper that was getting around town. It was not until I hit about senior year, so I was 16 going on 17, and I got to work with Tlingit and Haida, my local tribe there in Juneau. And I got to work with a summer youth program and do these music videos called Ixsechanachkwan, which means I love you, my people, as well as Zibit. And it was thanks to Tlingit and Haida, you know, funding these big projects and videos that I finally decided to start working with the Tlingit community and start speaking the native tongue. Yeah.
No, it's incredible. It's really, like, it's nothing like I've ever heard before. Like, it's really, really exciting stuff. Yeah. Do you know if there are any other rappers from your community that ever gotten this go? Like, I'd love to get a little history of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's been a few Tlingit rappers before I started. For one, we had this good friend of ours called Half Smoked, who's from Anchorage. He was one of the first Tlingit rappers, him and Big E from Northcutt. They were the first native rappers speaking the Tlingit Yucatungi into the songs. And at first, they were just kind of these local, on-the-scene guys. But they've actually become a pretty big name in Southeast now. And they're known from Juneau to Angoon to Hoonah all over.
Wow, dang. And they got all their stuff on YouTube and Spotify and whatnot, yeah.
That's right, man. Yeah, shout out to Northcutt, man. Much love.
Oh, my gosh. I was about to say, as I've seen a couple collaborations up. You got, like, who are some of your favorite collaborators? Like, what's your collaboration style? What's that going on?
Yeah, man. I've had a variety of people to work with. I've collabed with the local Gajung from Bumyua, who I know that he's been known locally here. He's been one of my mentors who I've worked with for a while. And as for Juno, I've gotten to work with amazing names such as my friend Radiophonic, Chris Talley. he's not even Tlingit, but he's been learning some of the language and using it in the songs, bro. So that just shows that we're all about bringing it out to everybody, regardless of who we're working with. We're about to spread the word for Tlingitani, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Could you tell me a little bit? I mean, so many tracks out there that are fire. Some a little bit more out of pocket. Some.
Yeah. That's facts, bro. Sometimes it can get a little wild.
No, but I love it. You're expressing yourself. Is there anything that you're really proud of recently, or the old stuff? Like,
oh yeah, man. I'd say my proudest track so far would include, I have one called Color Jazz. Mm. That one's off of my Chia's Chill Cat LP. That's one of my proudest ones. Tranquility, another one off my Chill Out Chill Cat EP. And as for the ones I've been doing as of late, mostly the Tlingit tracks are the ones that I'm most proud of, like S'Acht, which means Devil's Club in Tlingit, as well as AK Ginseng, which is essentially the same title, just reworded, but I made an entirely different track out of it on AK Ginseng, and that's some of my proudest work.
That's exciting, and folks are going to get to hear some of this tonight?
For sure, man. They get to see it on a big screen, too, because I got the music videos out now.
Oh, word. No, because I see the music videos. I wanted to ask you, like, how do you get so many dope locations for those videos?
Yeah, man. The connects are crazy here in Alaska. Mostly my homie Joshua Laboka, J-Bo Audio. He is the biggest videographer from Juneau, and he's done maybe, I'd say, 65% of my videos for me, so like two-thirds. And then the rest that I've had shot were also from my friend Sonny Mauricio, a.k.a. Leo Season, a local artist from Juneau as well. Those two have a great vision, and they just have the most amazing ideas for location and video. And thanks to them, I've gotten to do some amazing visuals.
Dang. Well, big shout-out to them, yeah?
Big shout-out, yeah. They're the ones that really put me on for these huge hype songs and singles.
Yeah. No, and I've even seen, though, like a little bit of a pivot. Do you produce a little bit? I've seen some of the type beats on the YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd say about maybe 9 times out of 10, I try to produce my own stuff. Yeah, of course, I still work with YouTube producers here and there, though a lot of the time I've been trying to develop my own sound as of late, yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. And it's you see it, like, in your latest video, like, that's a beat, like, I'd never heard before. Like, super unique with the bars and the clean, and, oh, crazy. But, yeah, but I even see some. I saw a Bones type beat, like Sesh Hollow Waterboy shot.
Yeah.
That's my hood. I'm from LA.
Hey.
Like, that is crazy. Mm-hmm. I was not expecting. So I'm really curious. What are some of your inspirations?
Yeah, my inspirations vary, man. You just mentioned Bones and all that underground Team Sesh, like mm-hmm. Xavier Wolf. I love that whole wave, bro. I think that those guys really put us on the map for pioneering a new sound. And as for other ones, I like a lot of the 90s as well. People like Nas, Tupac, you know, Wu-Tang. And as for the other latest artists I'm a huge fan of, even Young Lean and, like, the Drain Gang over in Sweden, they're a huge inspiration for me, both instrumentally and vocally.
Yeah. No, I think it's so dope. Like, literally from Young Lean to air jazz, like, like, it's just so nice that rap's so international all across, truly across all 50 states these days.
Absolutely, man. There is no limit to who you can be inspired by. We're all over the world.
Definitely. But you mentioned Xavier Wolf. Some of my favorite Xavier Wolf stuff is like the Kina Speedstar and all that, like the OG SoundCloud stuff. But with that, you know, he's a man very inspired by anime.
Yeah.
Do you have, what's your relationship with anime?
I am weeb, bro. Like, I have been binge watching Bleach for the past year. I still have to finish. It's such a long anime.
So long.
It is, man. Yeah, but anime definitely has a huge impact on my cultural stuff I do, because it's just so inspiring. And, you know, anime art, both visually and aesthetically, it's really cool to me. Like, it reminds me, in a way, of formline art from here in the Northwest, since the Tlingit are known for formline art, which is like the ovoids and the U-shapes on the totem poles that you see all over town. And similar to anime, I think the art style has a lot of impact on the culture. So it's dope.
Wow, that is really, really dope. And I feel like the whole style from anime, but then down to the fashion, bro, you're dripped out all the time, every
yeah,
video.
Man.
You're looking good, man. What's the style you. Inspirations?
Yeah, bro, so I'm all about that galactic bougie look, man, because I have one with the universe when I wear this type of drip here. And I feel like I just get to be my own character when I'm just dressing in solar systems and galaxies and all that.
Oh my gosh, galactic drip. You heard it here first, y'all. That's wild.
New wave, man. We're here.
Oh my gosh. So I'm very curious too. Like, I myself, I'm a mixed race dude, dad's from Manila in the Philippines, mom's from Mexico City. I'm really curious, like, how does your two backgrounds kind of influence the work and even how you live your life, bro?
Oh, yeah, man. Being Afro-Indigenous is what manifests my entire identity. Even though I'd say I still want to be my own guy with just his own unique aesthetics, I would say being Afro-Indigenous defines what I'm going for, you know, because I want a balance of the Tlingit tradition with the African-American hip-hop tradition, and I'm just trying to find a perfect balance of both, and that's what I've been going for, so that, you know, I can just manifest both of them equally. You don't have to choose one. You know, they're all here.
I love that manifesting equally, something, yeah, I love that idea, like that in between, but both at the same time. Oh, super, super dope.
Thank you.
Yeah, but a little bit of a turn now. Is there any internet beef that Air Jazz has been a part of? Anything wild?
Man, I used to be a battle rapper maybe 6 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's that footage?
You can find a little bit on both YouTube and some underground Facebook videos. But yeah, legit, I used to be all about competition, and there were some local Juneau artists that I actually would say was kind of beefing with. Luckily now, I think they're dope dudes, and I don't battle rap anymore, so there's no need to compete with them. I just prefer collaborating with them now.
Awesome. What kind of made you go that more like peace and love kind of route?
For one, the culture. The Tlingit culture is all about peace and prosperity. They think that beefing's kind of cringe and corny. And honestly, I agree with that value. I agree with that sentiment, because if you really want to make a network for your people, it kind of defeats the purpose when you're just making rivalries all over the place. So it's probably best to just network and connect with people. Then you can build it up all together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think that's real beautiful, man. I'm really happy for you. Even though I love like a No Vaseline style diss track on Tlingit, I think that'd be the most incredible thing ever. But no, that's really, really dope.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Laura, y'all excited? Air Jazz, y'all excited for tonight?
I'm super hyped, man.
We're super excited. We hope everyone comes and turns out, especially the younger community in Bethel. And that's going to be tonight again at 7 p.m. at the movie theater. Come out and see Air Jazz.
Definitely. And Air Jazz, any quick shout-outs real quick before you hop off the air?
Yeah, bro. So I'm in Bethel, so I know you got a lot of the Yupik homies that are super dope. So much love to Bumua. Much love to Gudjung. Much love to I Sing You Dance. There's a lot of great names that have come out from higher up north. And shout out to my homies back in southeast as well, you know. We're here to put it on all together. We're like Indigenous Endgame.
Yo, I'm trying to see that Air Jazz Pamua collab, bro. That'd be incredible.
Oh, yeah, man. We'll have those coming for sure. Working with Gudjung is just a must, man. I'm going to keep working with them.
Hell, yeah. And Laura, you know, we got Air Jazz tonight. What's coming up next?
Swag is busy. I feel like every single week it seems like we're doing something new. We've got our Steel Salmon and Raven auction, which is on October 14th, and we're actually sold out for dinner tickets, but after the dinner at 7 p.m., anyone in the community can show up for free admission and just see what the auction is like, purchase some items, bid on some items, and support art in Bethel. And then we've also got another event where we're partnering with the library, and it's called Tundra Tales. I'm not sure if you guys have seen all the ads going around. We have seven local storytellers that are going to get up on stage and tell you some spooky or harrowing tales. And we've also got local musicians coming to give you some tunes, too. So those tickets are up right now. That's October 27th, and it's going to be at the Cultural Center.
No, I'm really excited for the terrifying tales in the tundra.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a story coach for Ian Poole, so shout out. So, I'm really excited. But I really, as we wrap this up, I just want to say thank you so much, Mr. Air Jazz, Laura. Really excited for tonight. It's gonna be a party.
Yeah, we're here to turn up, man, and represent. Guyana.
Hope to see you there.
Guyana. All right, that about wraps it up for us.
Good morning. I'm Kristen Hall, Development Director here at KYUK. As we wrap up coffee and gear into our day two of our fall fundraiser, a huge thank you going out to everyone that has contributed to our fall fundraiser so far. Our total this morning is $8,178. Thank you so much for your help. We are slowly making our way towards that $50,000 goal. Our goal is to raise $50,000 by next Friday. And as you know, this is not the first fall fundraiser we've had here on KYUK, so we've got some prizes that we will be giving out throughout the fundraiser, but today's hot prizes, we will be giving away some Myers Farm produce boxes. So we've got three lucky winners that will be taking home Myers Farm produce boxes. All you need to do is make a donation of $5 or more before 5 p.m. this evening. And we will announce those three lucky winners during All Things Considered here on KYUK 640 a.m. Again, today's hot prize, 17 pounds of produce from Myers Farm. You can donate online to get your name in that hot prize drawing. Go to kyuk.org or give us a call this morning, 543-3131. However you choose to do it, don't wait. Today is the day to get your name into that hot prize drawing. And remember, when you make a donation of $25 or more, we also automatically enter your name into our grand prize drawing, which will be next Friday. One lucky winner will take home two round-trip tickets anywhere Alaska Airlines flies. So don't wait. Don't put it off. Make sure you get your name into today's hot prize drawing, and make sure you get that donation in before next Friday when we end our fall fundraiser. Help us raise $50,000 to support all of the programming that you can only get right here on KYUK 640 AM. You can donate online at kyuk.org or give us a call at 543-3131. A huge thank you going out to everyone that has donated so far. Good morning.
This is Coffee at KYUK.
That's Coffee, weekday mornings at 8:40. Catch up on old episodes by visiting kyuk.org or find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.